in what ways can we be cynical in our relationship with Krishna? Yeah, one thing is to think that spiritual life or spiritual principles are impractical. We may say, okay, they are difficult for me to apply right now, but that doesn't mean they are completely unachievable. So if we just think, oh, this remembering Krishna is impractical. Okay, it might be impractical for me, maybe constantly. But at least when I come to the temple, I can remember Krishna. At least when I am in front of the deities, I can remember Krishna. When I am chanting, at least for some time, I can remember Krishna. So to think that remembrance of Krishna is impractical, that is also one way of being cynical. To think that nobody is a pure devotee. Yes, now it's possible. We can't go into anyone's heart and you can't say no. So I was at an interfaith conference and we were talking about cynicism. So there one Christian, they quoted, you know, says the last Christian died 2000 years ago.
Christ was the last Christian. Okay, you could say that nobody may have the purity, the saintliness of Jesus Christ, but that doesn't mean that nobody has it.
And for that matter, it's not necessary for our spiritual advancement that we need to have to meet a pure devotee only. Even if a devotee is a little more advanced than us, a little more dedicated than us, and even by their association, by their inspiration, we can move forward. So to think that there is no pure devotee at all, therefore there is no one whom I should surrender to, I don't need a guru at all, that is cynicism. Other way cynicism might come in is to say that, different ways, many different ways actually. Some people may say, the scripture was written thousands of years ago, who knows if scripture has been passed down as it is, things may have changed. So now, if you want to be cynical like that, we could be cynical about so many things. When we take a medicine from a medical shop, we could say that the medicine came from a manufacturer thousands of miles away. How do I know that nobody slipped in the medicine, some fake medicine in between the same packets? According to surveys, at least in India, I read that one out of every five medicines is a fake medicine. So it's possible, quite possible. But then, we are not cynical like that. We take the medicine, and if it works, it's good. If it doesn't work, then we have some questions. So we see that Krishna, he spoke to the Gita to Arjuna, and the result of speaking the Gita, that Arjuna came, convinced about sadhya and sadhana. That the supreme sadhya is Krishna, and the sadhana is bhakti. Sadhya is Krishna, we get the conviction was param brahma, param dhamma, param purusham, param bhavan. He says that. But you are the supreme reality. And then karishye vachanantava. I will do your will. That's bhakti. So, as far as these two core understandings of sadhana and sadhya, what prophet hearing from Krishna, Arjuna got, that we see thousands and thousands of people in the world are getting it today by studying the Bhagavad Gita as well as Vaishnava Prabhupada, by getting connected with the bhakti tradition even now. So then we say, okay, I don't know about all the details, but as far as the conclusion is concerned, the essential conclusion, whatever was the effect of that essential conclusion over there, that is there today also. So cynicism can come in. Anything that is that checks us from moving forward in our journey towards Krishna, that we can say is an effect of cynicism. It could be an effect of cynicism.